A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. It's Singapore's first business and personal finance station. I'm Howie Lim. Now, how did personal pain force an entrepreneur to combine AI, robotics, the Internet of Things and blockchain to help seniors live happier and longer at home? And what impact does urban migration have on seniors as some regions experience a silver tsunami? Today, we chat with Charles Bark, who's founder and CEO of Hainunu. Charles, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for this invitation.
Personal experience is where we've heard you came up with the idea for Hainunu, yeah? Talk us through it.
Yes, Hainunu was born on my pain. I live in Shanghai for 12 years. And 5 years ago, I was calling my mom. And I said, hey, mom, how are you doing? She's living alone, far away from me. And she said, yes, my son, don't worry, I'm fine.
Where was she living?
She was living at the time in France, retired mom.
Yeah.
My father passed away. And then...
Alone, I imagine.
Yes, alone, okay. Alone. And then she said, Dad, don't worry, my son. And my older brother called me later on and said, no, she's not fine.
She just
fell down. And then I had a shock for two reasons. One reason was I realized...
She lied to you.
Yeah, yes, but I realized above that I didn't have any visibility of her health. I was blind. And the second reason was, hey, what will be the next call? Will it be too late? And I realized.
This was the time before FaceTime and sort of video calling was more prevalent, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But the thing is, even when we have this kind of video call, the big question is, how is it possible to take care of our elderly parents who live far away from them when we are very busy and they're living alone? And so from this pain, I realized that, by the way, I was not alone in that situation.
Yeah. Tell us how it all came about then, from start to finish. You had the idea, you had the worries about your mom, till now the product Hainunu is available.
So I have this dream, but in order to achieve the dream, we have to gather a dream team. In Chinese, we have a saying, "Yige Hao Han San Ge Bang," means...
One hero, three of his friends, right?
Exactly. And so those support came from my universities, research, and I had to engage myself in a PhD in AI robotics to do a preventative AI for supporting the seniors to live longer, healthier, happier at home. And those university and research labs, in fact, three in the world, were helping us to, number one, collect all the datas, the platform, and design the platform that will be able to support this dream. And the others who help us a lot are the partners that we have. AXA, number one insurance in the world, number one in China called Ping An, and also in healthcare, Bayer.
Tell us how it works, Hainunu.
So Hainunu is based on AI data that we collect from a platform. And we have an app, like you can think of a weather app. We wanted to have like a weather, number one, the visibility, and why not the forecast to be able to tackle these life sinisters. And so it's exactly the same. We have a platform, like a hub, that is able to connect with different kind of mobile devices, as well as DNA genomic testing, and also insurance claim, to be able to have a multi-point data. And from this data, we have the analytics that help us to understand what are the main risk evaluation. And then after that, what do we do with the data? This is very important. We convert this data into knowledge that help us to give a better customized advices. And AI data based on the security blockchain is only one part of it. We have also, as we said before, the insurance. insurance services delivered by our partner AXA that will deliver this teleconsultation assistance at home. So when they feel not good, they press a button on our APP and then they can immediately be linked with AXA telemedicine assistant 24/7. And the extra services and protection that we deliver is the Ping An, accidental and death up to 100 years old, which is a breakthrough innovation in China because seniors are perceived as risky. So they don't have access to private insurance above 65 to 70 years old. But because we are in AI preventative mode that reduce and mitigate the risk, those insurers like Ping An partner with us to deliver up to 100 years old without underwritings.
Right. How does this help with your visualization of mom, though?
So number one is to have this dashboard like APP. You see this kind of weather forecast with different numbers. We have exactly the same, and I can see and visualize the by colors. If she's good, I have a green colors. If she's
might go up to red if she's not feeling too great.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's helped me with the colors to immediately see if she's good or not. And I even don't need, number one, to ask her because I have that on my APP, whatever I am in the world.
And that helps some, you know, moms tend to be a little downplay of their symptoms when you ring them up and say, how are you feeling? I'm fine, when actually she might not be, right?
Exactly. They don't want to worry us.
Worry you, exactly. Tell us about some of the challenges you faced when you set this up. Sounds like a big coup, though, that you managed to get Ping An to come on board and actually insure all the way up to 100 years old.
Challenges is especially when we come with a disruptive innovation. It's not incremental. So we are a trailblazer and we want to be the game changers in the world for aging home care. And it's very clear, I want the people think of Hai Nunu when they think of aging home care. Having said that, number one is to convince and to find those humanistic-driven leaders that number one is not money-driven. It's more humanistic and social because this is a big and huge problem in the world and also in Asia.
Yep.
And those I need to find those CEOs on the big firm that buy this idea of let's do something to give them a better life.
How has the response been so far? I imagine it would be encouraging. I mean, every CEO has a mom too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would say those positive driven, humanistic driven CEOs who has these own issues, like me, and they will take all the resources possible in the organization to be able to bring all the best to make this dream happen. And I really believe with this relationship between startups who like us, who has the agility and to go to the market quickly, and also this innovation in partnership with a large firm that has this touch-based customers. And they want to upscale their services into aging home care because it's a big issue. But they might not know how to do it because they were focused on their own core businesses. But together, We can deliver the best of values for our seniors, as well, by the way, of their children, and we can give them peace of mind.
Talk to us more about urban migration. It's a little unfamiliar for us here in Singapore. Our nation is quite small. I can take a bus and 40 minutes I'm at my mom's house. But for larger countries such as China, for example, kids will move out of the family home to a bigger city to work and then hence be geographically more distant from their parents. Talk to us about that.
Urban migration, I would say at my level in China, mainland, I would say two different kind of profiles. One profile is like me, foreigners living in China, and we are around 1 million expat workers coming out of China and coming in China to work or to studies. Different urban migration are the Chinese themselves. If we think of Beijing, Shanghai, half of the population are not local. They're coming from different provinces, and they call what Weitigen. And this is a trend, a massive trend. And if you think of another big city like Shenzhen, almost 100% of them are not local.
From there, yes.
From them. Mm. So it's massive. And we talk about millions of people. If we think of 200 million seniors in China, among them, 60% of seniors living alone.
Mm.
Why? Which is a big number of 120 million, is because their children left them to bigger city, number one for study, number two for work.
And that sounds like an issue that Hainunu can address, as they may have the same issues you had worrying about your mom and wondering how they are, and then having to tackle the whole, my mom might not tell me the truth.
Yes, exactly. It's a way to, with this platform and these mobile connected devices, to be able to bridge, give them visibility in one sense. And the second also value for them is to bring the right services. Because we believe that to give them a better life, it should not be focused on vertical. Like connected mobile devices. Because what do you do next when you get the data? It should be also mingled and combined with human touch services, because we're talking of elderly.
A holistic approach, of course.
Exactly. Mm. Holistic approach, comprehensive platform that bring the best of the players connected to this platform. So if we think of insurers, they will bring the best of protection. If we think of pharma, they will bring the best of medicine. And then in return, when we collect this data, we can help the medical player with a better diagnosis, because we bring them data that they were never accessible before.
What are your expansion plans for Hainunu? What's next up? You've just come into the Singapore market. Where to next?
Going in the super edge country, where also in Asia, where they tackle this difficult issue of doubling the population in so rapid pace that they cannot find a way to overcome this, such as Thailand, Korea, Japan. The speed of doubling the elderly is around 20 years, where France or most of Western country has 100 years to prepare for doubling the aging care.
Yeah.
And when we think of the pace, the speed, we also think of the numbers. Because if we think of Singapore and China in 2050, around 50% of the entire population will be aging. So it poses a serious challenge on economy, on the care, and also on the families.
Hainunu.com is where you can find them. It's Hainunu.com. Charles Bark is CEO and founder there. Charles, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.